Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
A long festering problem in Montana came front and center yesterday when Senate Bill 94 had its debut in the Senate State Administration Committee. The bill, sponsored by Senator John Fuller of Kalispell, seeks to end the practice of public sector union employees attending union meetings at taxpayer expense. Judging by the crowd of witnesses, this bill is highly controversial, to say the least. Proponent testimony came from a fairly small group of think tanks, citizens, and policy organizations, including the Montana Family Foundation. As expected, opponents to the bill formed a line stretching out the door and into the hallway and included every union in Montana. The gist of the bill is this: unions are private entities that engage in collective bargaining on behalf of their members. Under the current practice, the public sector unions are in effect subsidized by taxpayers because union members receive paid time off to attend union meetings. The most familiar to most of us are school in-service days, where students get the day off while teachers attend training sessions, which in many cases are simply a euphemism for teacher union meetings. While most of the proponent testimony centered on the enormous cost to taxpayers in the form of union subsidies, we had a different dog in this fight. As Derek A. Stryker, Montana Family Foundation's chief legal counsel and director of government affairs, rose to the podium, he explained to the committee that the foundation typically does not engage in these types of bills because they're outside of our normal purview. He then went on to say that this bill in particular does touch on an area important to the foundation because we've received word that some of the taxpayer-subsidized trainings include topics such as diversity, equity, and inclusion, the entire woke agenda, and a full slate of pro-LGBT propaganda. These types of trainings are certainly the union's prerogative. The question is, should taxpayers be forced to fund the spread of these ideas? And the answer is, in our opinion, no. One of the most alarming testimonies came from a young man who attended the Montana Teachers Union Conference back in October, a two-day event billed as an in-service day and funded by taxpayers, which specifically focuses on teacher training. What type of training, you may ask? According to this witness, it was more leftist indoctrination than actual training, and the most alarming portion was a session entitled LGBTQ Plus State of the Union. He said the entire session focused on how to teach kids to accept and promote the LGBT lifestyle, and even went so far as to coach teachers on how to help transgender students secretly transition behind their parents' backs. The fact that the union would promote that practice is bad enough and deserves additional scrutiny, but the fact that taxpayers are being forced to pay for this just rubs salt in the wound. Parents send their kids to school to be educated, not indoctrinated, and these types of stories undermine the public's trust. Unions certainly have a place in our society when they focus on fair labor practices. They should not, however, act as a pipeline to disseminate leftist, Marxist, or woke philosophies into the system responsible for educating the vast majority of Montana's children. Senator Fuller, the bill sponsor, was himself a public school teacher and understands firsthand the dangers of the current system if left unchecked. On the bright side, parents and lawmakers are waking up and pushing back. Blind trust is no longer acceptable. A big spotlight is now shining on our public education system, and in many cases, we don't like what we see. It's time for a change, and ending taxpayer subsidies for the teachers' union is a good place to start. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.